Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, August 8th. Tesla has hired a new manufacturing executive to lead the elusive Gigafactory Nevada expansion. When originally announcing the plan for the factory, Tesla was talking about the plant producing 105 gigawatt hours of battery cells per year and 150 gigawatt hours of packs once completed. However, the factory is currently about 30% complete, and Tesla hasn't expanded the facility for years, as both the automaker and Panasonic have focused on optimizing the current production. 8 months ago, Tesla made plans to expand the facility, and now we learn that Tesla has hired Michael Hildebrand in the role of Head of Gigafactory Nevada Expansion Engineering and Construction. This, according to the LinkedIn profile. Hildebrand is coming from almost three decades in the pharmaceutical industry, where he led many manufacturing projects, most recently at Eli Lilly, where he was executive director of projects. Hopefully, this means that we are going to see the start of some progress on the expansion, as it's critical to the Tesla Semi and the 4680 cell programs. Tesla and Energy Hub have announced a new partnership to build what they're calling the largest virtual power plant in the Northeast. They write, quote, Tesla Incorporated and Energy Hub, the industry's most experienced provider of distributed energy management systems, or DERMS, have collaborated to enable Connected Solutions program enrollment via the Tesla app. The new in-app experience makes joining utility programs frictionless for electricity customers in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island who enroll in Connected Solutions, Energy Hub's largest Bring Your Own Battery demand response program. The program links batteries to create a virtual power plant that can be used to curb peak demand for electricity and to provide additional grid services. Now, Energy Hub goes on to say that Powerwall owners can expect to make a large sum of money per year per kilowatt of power that utilities end up drawing from the BOEM battery pack. By the way, Tesla has now deployed over 500,000 Powerwalls around the world in various programs, if you're curious. And in a bit of wondering out loud news, Electrek wonders if Tesla will have the Cybertruck equipped with a solar roof or a solar tonneau cover. Now, some of you may know, but back in 2017, Elon Musk said that he pushed his Tesla engineers to look into integrating solar cells on the Model 3, but they concluded that it wasn't worth it at that time. Solar cell efficiency has since improved, and after the launch of the Cybertruck, Musk said that Tesla's new electric pickup would have a solar roof option that will add 15 miles of range per day. A few years later, Tesla filed for a patent that showed the solar cells being embedded inside the retractable tonneau cover. So far, the feature hasn't been spotted on the latest release candidates of the Cybertruck. They would be easy to miss, in all practicality, but at Electrek, we've had our eyes peeled and no sign or word of the solar cells quite yet. We would be very excited to see that as an add-on option, even if it's not totally practical for all uses. It would be very nice to be able to park the Cybertruck at an airport to leave for a few days and come back with enough range, totally for free, added by the sun. With only a few Tesla Cybertruck prototypes out there, it has rarely been spotted next to another electric pickup truck, but now we get to see one next to a Rivian R1T. The camera angle has the Rivian being closer to the photographer, so naturally it looks larger by default, but you still get a good idea of the size comparison, especially in the width. The Rivian does look wider than the Cybertruck in these pictures. According to Rivian, the R1T is 6.5 feet wide. We don't have a spec for the Cybertruck. The Rivian is 217.1 inches long, and Tesla says that the Cybertruck is 228 inches, according to the information most recently released. As for the bed, the Cybertruck has been said to have a 6-foot-long bed, compared to the R1T with a 4.5-foot bed. That could be surprising looking at the picture, but the Cybertruck shape is quite deceiving. The good news is that we are going to have all the final details in just a few weeks when Tesla starts delivery of the highly anticipated pickup. More than likely, the most anticipated pickup in recent or even past history. After posting strong second quarter earnings, Rivian is raising guidance numbers for the year. A very good sign. Rivian actually beat expectations significantly, delivering 12,640 EVs in the second quarter. That's up 50% from the first quarter. Analysts were only expecting around 11,000. After a slow start to the year, Rivian's production is picking up after retooling its EDV line to accommodate for new Enduro drive units and LFP battery packs. Rivian also reports that gross profit per vehicle delivered improved by $35,000. Rivian says its company-wide cost transformation program is having a maximum impact. Rivian is clawing its way towards profitability as well. Overall, Rivian posted a net loss of $1.12 billion compared to a net loss of $1.7 billion last year and $1.4 billion last quarter. Rivian is raising its 2023 production guidance to 52,000 units, which is up by 2,000 from the previous target. Rivian ended the quarter with $9.2 billion in cash, and that's down from $11.78 billion in the previous quarter. Lucid Motors shared its financial report for the second quarter of 2023. The details followed a production report that was made public last month that shows a decrease in deliveries for the second straight quarter. Still, Lucid's revenue has held steady, and its liquidity is quite strong, providing optimism that they can reach it to their annual production guidance. As previously reported, Lucid produced 2,173 electric vehicles in the second quarter, 1,404 of those seeing customers. CEO Peter Rawlinson said, quote, "We're on track to achieving our 2023 production target of more than 10,000 vehicles, but we recognize we still have work to do to grow our customer base. During our second quarter, we achieved several major milestones, including signing agreements to enter into long-term strategic partnerships with Aston Martin. Following a competitive process, their investment validates our award-winning technology and marks the first partnership for Lucid Group's technology arm. We look forward to exciting new products in the second half of the year, including the planned start of the production of the Lucid Air Sapphire and the Lucid Air Pure rear-wheel drive, plus the highly anticipated unveiling of our new SUV, Lucid Gravity, forthcoming in November. Lucid Motors revealed the final specs of the Lucid Air Sapphire, an electric sports car that is already rivaling the upcoming Tesla Roadster revamp. Boasting more than 1,200 horsepower, the Sapphire accelerates from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a mere 1.89 seconds, claiming to be what they call, quote, "the world's first fully electric luxury supersports sedan." This Lucid Air Sapphire features a new in-house developed twin-drive unit incorporating torque vectoring with a passive all-wheel drive system. Thanks to their enhanced drive unit, the Lucid Air Sapphire can achieve 0 to 100 miles per hour in 3.84 seconds and a quarter mile of 8.95 seconds. It also has a top speed of 205 miles an hour. The ultra-high performance EV can drive an EPA estimated range of 427 miles with an efficiency of 3.61 miles per kilowatt hour. Of course, that's not at 205 miles an hour, but I think you knew that already. The Air Sapphire runs on a 900-volt architecture, meaning that it should be quite fast when it does charge up. This dream of a car will be pretty expensive, currently slated for an MSRP of $249,000. Lucid says production of the Sapphire will begin in September, with deliveries to follow shortly thereafter. In the German automobile market, domestic automaker Volkswagen eked past Tesla in EV deliveries, and they took the top spot for year-to-date. According to data from Automobile Watch, Volkswagen had 41,475 EV registrations in the first 7 months of the year, compared to Tesla with 40,289. Now, for Volkswagen, the ID.4 and the sporty ID.5 GTX made up the majority of registrations, with 22,405 units. For Tesla, the Model Y was definitely the bulk of it, with 29,829. Basically, it's a two-horse race, as the third-place contestant is held by Mercedes with 20,000 and Audi in fourth place with 16,000. The Hyundai Motor Group announced that it would target one of the largest auto markets globally, with plans to unveil 5 electric models in India. After surpassing General Motors, Nissan, and Stellantis in annual volume just last year, the Hyundai Motor Group, which includes Kia and Genesis, became the third-largest automaker in the world. And now they have their sights set on the third-largest market with India. The Indian government aims for 30% of total vehicle sales to be electric by the year 2030, which would amount to over 1.5 million electric vehicles. The automaker plans to introduce 5 EV models by 2032, with expanding the number of charging stations to 439 by the year 2027. Also, Hyundai Motor Group plans to mass-produce electric vehicles at Indian plants to satisfy the growing market. Just over a month after unveiling its lineup of Ultium Home Energy Management bundles, General Motors has shared that all General Motors EVs on the Ultium platform will come equipped with bidirectional charging capabilities. Now, despite a somewhat concerning lack of new deliveries to the market, General Motors has continued to expand the number of electric models in development and has established several new business entities to support that, bolstered by large investments in the tune of the billions. Now, according to a release from General Motors this morning, the automaker has decided to roll out the vehicle-to-home capabilities to all incoming electric vehicle models by model year 2026. This is in addition to the other vehicles that were already promised. EV battery and vehicle platform specialist Proterra has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The American automotive and energy storage developer launched its ZX5 Max electric bus last year, and they were also producing batteries in their South Carolina plant. Now, in addition to its own vehicles, they also had Proterra-powered EVs, which use their technology, like the Thomas-built buses, that have already eclipsed 1 million miles driven on the road. Now, after the stock exchange bell rang on Monday evening, Proterra quietly and voluntarily filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, declaring its assets and liabilities somewhere in the range of $500 million to $1 billion. No word yet on the sale or acquisition of the company, but as expected, the stock price nearly fell in half after the news. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Kelvin R23 asks, "What's that bush on your head?" Well, Kevin, it's my natural, bounteous head of hair. Now, despite my age, I'm still rocking all of my lovely locks, the ones that I was born with, perhaps. One of the fortunate follicle ones that I can feather my bangs if I so will, or fan this fleece to fly in the wind. But in all actuality, I really don't care much about my hair. Maybe you noticed. I really treat it like a chore, having to get it cut every so often. Sometimes I think it would be better if I was bald. Maybe then people would stop thinking that I'm 20 years old and that I don't know anything. Seriously, people often think that I'm a lot younger than I really am, and that's followed me for my entire adulthood. In one case, back when I was 30, someone seriously asked me if I was excited to get my driver's license. I think if I lose a few pounds and shave off my beard, I'd probably be accused of being an older brother next time I go to a PTA meeting. You folks listening in have an insight on my dated humor and pop culture references, so it might be hard to imagine me being younger than the invention of the camera phone. But at first glance, I get it all the time. Even with my best dad ever t-shirt, my full facial hair, tired bag eyes, and a baby in tow, people still ask me if I was alive for the Twin Towers. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.